Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Microsoft is accelerating development on its next-generation console, as revealed in an internal email from Xbox president Sarah Bond. The email, authenticated by Microsoft and obtained by Windows Central, also announced the establishment of a game preservation team within Xbox. Bond's email reaffirmed Microsoft's commitment to delivering a significant technological advancement with its next-generation hardware, echoing previous statements made when the console's existence was officially confirmed in February. While specific details about the new hardware were not disclosed, leaked documents from 2023 suggested a potential release date in 2028. However, given Microsoft's prioritization of development, it's likely that the console will be available sooner than later. In addition to looking ahead, Xbox is also focusing on preserving the past and present gaming experiences. Bond announced the formation of a dedicated team focused on game preservation, building upon Xbox's legacy of delivering backward compatibility and ensuring that the extensive library of Xbox games remains accessible to future generations. The importance of game preservation extends beyond preserving classic titles. It also addresses the challenges posed by the digital landscape of modern gaming. Many current generation games rely on online connectivity and digital formats, making them vulnerable to disappearance when servers are shut down or when online requirements are no longer met. Staff members at UK video game retailer Game have reportedly been informed to anticipate potential redundancies as the company transitions most employees to 0 hours contracts. While Game already employed newer junior staff members known as cast members on 0 hours contracts, it's now understood that the majority of non-managerial staff will be moved to this arrangement. Several staff members, speaking anonymously to Eurogamer, confirmed the anticipated changes, noting that the shift to 0 hours contracts was not unexpected. It remains unclear how many jobs will be affected by these layoffs. The move comes as Game undergoes a transitional phase, which includes replacing traditional high street outlets with smaller concessions within Sports Direct and House of Fraser stores. Additionally, this transition has led to the discontinuation of Game's trade-in service, as initially reported by Eurogamer in January. Since its acquisition by the Frasers Group in 2019 for £52 million, Game has been undergoing significant changes in its operational structure and retail strategy. Prime Video's Fallout TV series has received a promising production update, with a $25 million tax credit offered by California to relocate filming from New York State to California for a potential second season. While there hasn't been an official renewal announcement from Prime Video yet, the tax credit indicates strong potential for a second season. However, it's essential to remain cautious, as a similar situation occurred with Prime Video's Citadel, which was awarded a $25 million tax credit for its second season, but was eventually cancelled. The California Film Commission issues these tax credits to attract productions that might have otherwise filmed in other states or overseas, aiming to prevent runaway production. Reportedly, Season 2 of Fallout was set to begin filming in September in Toronto. The California tax credit is part of a larger $153 million incentive from the California Film Commission, benefiting a dozen TV series, including NCIS, Origins, Dr. Odyssey, and Grotesquerie. The news of the tax credit comes just before the premiere of Fallout Season 1 on April 11th. The series, created by Lisa Joy and Jonathan Nolan, the duo behind Westworld, will release all 8 episodes of its first season simultaneously. The resurrected mod for Friday the 13th, The Game, has encountered legal troubles after receiving a cease and desist letter from an attorney representing Horror, Inc., the rights holder of the Friday the 13th film franchise. The letter claims that the fan mod constitutes unauthorized use of the intellectual property and describes it as an unlicensed knockoff of the original game. In response to the cease and desist letter, the team behind Friday the 13th, Resurrected, announced on their official Discord and Twitter accounts that the project has been cancelled. They stated their intention to pursue work on other projects instead. The team is currently in the process of removing all content related to the project, including their social media accounts and website. The cancellation comes despite the development team's initial plans to announce a release date for the MEOD. The Resurrected mod was intended to be a free project based on the 2017 horror game, offering dedicated multiplayer services and fan-made content, such as new characters and skins. However, the legal issues have led to the project's abrupt end. The TG's Galactic Colonies Expanse mod for Starfield offers players an extensive array of new features and gameplay elements to enhance replayability. This DLC-sized mod, created by modder TankGirl444, allows players to build their own colonies, create mechs, engage in farming, and more. One of the standout features of the mod is the expanded outpost mechanic, which provides a streamlined way for players to mine materials without the need to create multiple outposts. Additionally, the mod introduces fully constructed buildings that are prefabricated and buildable, including biodomes for cultivating vegetation on desolate planets. The farming system in the mod allows players to farm, craft, and sell fruits and vegetables, as well as raise livestock. It also introduces the Colony Food Printer workbench, which adds new food items and recipes to the game. One of the most intriguing aspects of the mod is the inclusion of functional mechs, which players can craft and use for defense against threats. This feature adds depth to the gameplay and ties into the lore of Starfield, referencing the Colony War events. In addition to TG's Galactic Colonies Expanse, there are other quality-of-life mods available for Starfield that enhance the overall gameplay experience. These include improvements to the inventory UI, a map of New Atlantis to aid navigation, and seamless space travel. The players of Helldivers 2 have achieved a significant victory by completely eradicating the automaton threat from the galaxy map in Operation Swift Disassembly. With the bots eliminated and the bugs contained, the galaxy is once again free from hostile forces. However, this success has left many wondering what new challenges may arise to threaten Super Earth and its managed democracy. Following the conclusion of Operation Swift Disassembly, players have shifted their focus back to the Eastern Front to wage war against the bug-like Terminids, which were previously contained to the outer systems. Despite the victory over the automatons, players remain vigilant, anticipating the emergence of new threats. Some members of the player base speculate that developer Arrowhead Studios may introduce a new faction to the game, potentially the technologically advanced Illuminate faction from the original Helldivers. Sightings of mysterious cloaked warships and reports of strange energy beams have fueled speculation about the Illuminate's imminent appearance in Helldivers 2. While the Illuminate faction was absent from the game at launch, leaked models and cryptic tweets from Arrowhead Studios' CEO have added to the anticipation among players. The community eagerly awaits any further developments and remains prepared for whatever challenges may lie ahead in the ongoing fight for galactic freedom. The developer 11-Bit Studios has announced that the beta for Frostpunk 2 will be available from April 15th to April 22nd, 2024. During this period, players will have the opportunity to experience the Utopia Builder preview, a part of the sandbox mode, on PC. The beta access will commence at 7 p.m. CEST, 1 p.m. ET, 10 a.m. PT, and will last for 7 days. While the final game will support multiple languages, the beta will only be playable in English and simplified Chinese. In a statement shared on Twitter, the team expressed their excitement about sharing the sequel with players and encouraged them to return to the harsh Frostlands. In Frostpunk 2, players will face not only the challenge of survival, but also the threat posed by human nature and the relentless pursuit of power. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we've ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.